Network Marketing 2.0, episode 028. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios here. I'm excited about what I'm about to share with you here today. Is network marketing a scam? Right? First of all, be clear that I have an agenda for getting you here to consume this information. I'm getting you to this podcast because I have an agenda. It seems like everywhere you turn these days, someone thinks someone is out to get them. And that's where that question comes from. Secondly, I don't answer objections, not in person. That's why you're listening to a recorded version of this. So I'm going to put this here. So anybody who wants to engage, I believe that given me and this is the problem with objections. It's a quick problem that I have with objections, okay? I believe that giving me an objection when I'm trying to sell you something is actually intrusive and rude. If you have to give me an objection, maybe the product or service is simply not for you. There's a difference between an objection and a question. I remember being in a meeting with my father a long time ago, in a meeting with my father, with a guy. He had his legs crossed, chin up, started to give us some really rude objections to what we were offering. Let me tell you again, objections are rude by nature. They are designed to get rid of you as a salesperson. Objection handling is a good skill to have, don't get me wrong, because you can actually convert a rude prospect to a happy customer. The question is always efficiency for me. I asked myself a long time ago, do I have time to be handling objections or to be creating better targeted marketing that attracts the right prospect? See, network marketing is definitely not a scam. This is just mere fear originated from people who are okay with lack of freedom. Honestly, I wouldn't even entertain the conversation. But again, this is a recording, so you get to listen to me whenever you feel like it, while I'm out there making some more money. But I figure, why not? I figured a little while ago, why not create content that anyone who chooses to have the conversation can use as a reference. Here's the result of that. Hence the creation of this particular episode. So let me guess. This is the moment that I'm supposed to start throwing statistics and numbers, facts all at you that you can use to handle the objection. But because I know that you're a smart person, that you get it. You get what I said earlier about objection handling. It's not necessarily a money-making thing, you know, because what I found a lot of times is I handle objections, I get somebody to join a business, and they still quit anyway because they were not authentic in the first place, you know. So, you know, like I said, I just don't entertain the conversation. So, and I know you're a smart person, statistics, number, facts, and all those things, why network marketing is not a scam, it's not necessary. Let's just keep it real, okay? Calling network marketing opportunities a scam would mean that it doesn't offer a product and services that enhances life. That would mean that the profession does not serve any consumers. That's obviously too far from the reality. Network marketing is just a business model that chooses to use regular people like you and I in place of radio and TV commercials. It really is that simple. It really is as simple as that. Granted, they do build a compensation plan around a multi-level organizational structured team, hence the popular comparison with a pyramid or Ponzi schemes. But I thought, I could sit down here. I'm telling you right now because you're already into network marketing, hopefully. For you to go and be proven to prospect and be saying, hey, your corporate is structured that way too. Oh, your bosses are the top. I don't engage in that. That's not a fruitful, okay, conversation to have. Okay. But again, in case your belief system is a little shattered, let me help you a little bit. I used to watch American Greed on CNBC a lot. If you want to know, what a Ponzi scheme looks like, just watch one of those shows. Trust me, it's not that hard to identify a scam. Usually, there are no consumable products, or it's tentative, or usually, there are no usable services involved. With the scam, it usually involves paying existing investors with money from new investors. That's essentially what a scam looks like. We collect money from new people, we pay for the older people, and eventually, new investors usually are the only source of income into the scheme. No services, no productivity, no real income is created. By the nature of that type of thing, it will crumble for lack of sustainability. Sustainability is a big deal for me in business generally, and frankly, the average network marketing company don't have long-term sustainability, so I'm not necessarily letting network marketing off the cuffs here. I'm just letting you know you gotta look at it as a general business thing. But a lot of other traditional businesses have the same issues, no sustainability, and is the top reason why businesses go under before their 50-year anniversary. That's not just network marketing. That's every company, every businesses that started today will fall in that statistics over the next 5 years. Okay. So in your prospecting efforts, objections only come from bad marketing. Okay. If somebody is asking you, is this a scam? That's only from bad marketing. I used to blame it on the prospect, but finger pointing is not going to help you grow your business. If you want to grow a thriving business, you have to ultimately take responsibility for everything that might have gone wrong in the past. That includes receiving unnecessary objections like, is this a scam? And rejections from your marketing efforts. It wasn't your fault, but it is now, starting right now, right? So in this digital age, individual behaviors are tracked down to the most micro level. Most micro mini level. You can target the most responsive prospects in a very predictable way in a few clicks. It's super easy to build a tribe of only interested prospects and never spend a second of your life with naysayers again. Time is precious and it's in the top three most valuable assets for your business. Like I shared on one of the past, previous episodes, right? We have you, we have time, we have your list, your audience, right? So is this not one of those pyramid things, those questions, or like I said, those objections, because that's not really a question, that's an objection. That's somebody trying to beat you over your head down. Okay. It's an objection from hell. Okay. Those things are from hell, and you should not be subjected to handling it or handling them. I personally have never gotten that objection because I was privileged to have influence with my prospect when I started. If you don't have influence with your prospect now, that leaves us with one next step in your business, building influence with your prospect by finding out what they want and serving them. If you do not have a list of hungry prospects to serve, that leaves us with one next step to do for you in your business, building a list audience of a loyal tribe. Okay. Building that leaves us one step. Okay. Let's not complicate it. All right. Let's keep it simple. It should only be one step in front of you at any one point in time. If you don't have a list of hungry prospects to serve, now we need to find and build that loyal tribe. It's simply impossible to get objections when you target market like a pro. To target market like a pro means there's three things aligned together. Number one, message. What's the message that you're trying to sell? Okay. Number two, market. Whose life is your message going to enhance? Number three, media. What medium and or where does your target market hangs out the most? Are they on Facebook? Are they at Walmart? Are they mostly, which efficiency? Where's efficiency playing a role here? If you can master these three things, message, market, media, the three M's, this is the core of everything we do here at My Empire Pro when it comes to marketing. Gurus will attempt to complicate this for you. When you know better, you do better, right? So I also noticed that people who find the need to answer the network marketing scam objections still have doubts themselves. They have doubts about the business model. Do you? We live in a society that overprotects the consumer. Trust me, if there was any problem, if there was a problem with network marketing as a business model, it would be illegal in the United States. It would be illegal, period. in United States, Canada, Australia, and the UK, any of the developed countries, it'll be illegal, right? So to be honest, quite a few network marketing companies go in and out of lawsuits, but so does regular companies such as Google, Uber, and many others. I also want to be extra honest with you here. The network marketing business is considered high risk, just like the weight loss industry in many aspects. And here's a very, very simple reason for that. It's simply because of the unsubstantiated claims from amateur marketers. Okay? That's simply what it is. The truth is that no one can guarantee success. In any type of marketing material, no one can guarantee success in any free will product or free enterprise. The number one factor always is you. Y-O-U. You get to call the shots. You get to answer questions and find answers. You get to ask questions rather and find answers if you get stuck or hit obstacles. You get to make a decision to shatter the glasses of obstacles. It's a determination thing, and most people are not cut out for entrepreneurship, period. Like I always say, your faith will be tested in entrepreneurship more than in religious settings. For real. Okay? If you're not about this life, you will end up calling network marketing a scam too. All right. So that's where we are right now. Right. That's where we are right now. And, hopefully you got some value from this, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Next2 Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.